Chapter 2. Salty's Tale. "Call me Salty," the old fisherman said. "I couldn't help hearing what you were saying about the Santa Lucia, and I know things about that shipwreck that you'll never read in books."
"Like what?" Gregory asked.
"Well, my grandpa told me the story of the ship. He said that sea creatures lured it into shallow water. Then it crashed against those rocks, and it sank to the bottom, right out there."
"What sea creatures?" I asked.
"You know, mermaids and singing whales," Salty replied.
"That's interesting," Dad said. "I subscribe to Historical Journal, and their experts believe that a sudden storm blew the ship against the rocks."
Salty answered, "Nope, it was singing whales and beautiful mermaids." I could tell Dad was trying to be polite, but everyone knows that there are no such things as mermaids.
"Well," Dad answered carefully, "whales do make distinct singing sounds to communicate with each other, but I've never heard of whales luring ships into shore."
"You didn't grow up in Sunset Cove," Salty replied proudly. "If you had, you'd believe Grandpa's shipwreck story. Take a look at this." He pulled a gold coin about the size of a quarter from his pocket. Dad whistled the way he does when he's really surprised.
"Why, that looks like a 16th century Spanish Dublin," he said. "Where did you find it?"
"Grandpa gave a few to me when I was about 11 or 12, Salty said. "He said they washed up on the shore one night at sunset."
"Why is it all dented along the rim?" Gregory asked, pointing to some deep scratches.
"Those are teeth marks," Salty explained. "When I was about your age, I bit them to see if they were real gold. Gold's soft, you know, so my teeth made those little dents."
"That's real gold, all right, but it's only one of the two kinds of gold at Sunset Cove."